The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
A ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into effect in Lebanon at 2 o'clock this morning Irish time and is due to last 60 days. It came after more than a year of conflict. The agreement was brokered by France and the United States. Speaking in the White House earlier, President Joe Biden said it was a reminder that peace was possible.
This is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities. What is left of Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations will not be allowed, will not be allowed to threaten the security of Israel again. Let me be clear. If Hezbollah or anyone else breaks the deal and poses a direct threat to Israel, then Israel retains the right to self-defense, consistent with international law.
The leaders of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin clashed on the areas of housing and the economy during the RT primetime debate last night. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Opinion polls in recent days suggested these three parties are bunched together in terms of support. Micheál Martin said it's a definite that his party would not go into government with Sinn Féin because they are not pro-enterprise and the party's housing policies are incompatible. Simon Harris agreed, saying it was not personal, but the differences were just too great around issues like the EU and criminal justice. Mary Lou MacDonald responded, saying that after a century of governments led by what she termed Tweedledum and Tweedledee, there was life beyond Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. She said that she has never been more ready to lead a government. All three leaders promised to put billions of euro towards a buffer to protect against economic turbulence. The Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael leaders were adamant, though, that Sinn Féin would not allocate sufficient money to this fund. Mary Lou MacDonald insisted that she was a practical person who knew the importance of setting money aside.
Human remains have been exhumed from a graveyard in County Monaghan as part of a search for one of the so-called disappeared. It follows the receipt of information about the potential whereabouts of the Belfast IRA man and former monk Joe Linsky, who went missing in 1972. Our northern correspondent Conor McCauley.
A search team spent the day at Aniala, County Monaghan, between Clontibret and Castle Blaney. The operation was centred on the cemetery there. Human remains were exhumed from a grave and taken away for forensic analysis. The operation was carried out by the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains, an organisation set up to recover the bodies of people abducted, shot and secretly buried by Republicans in the 70s and 80s. The Commission said it had received information of suspicious activity at the site, which coincided with the 1972 disappearance of former Cistercian monk and IRA member Joe Linsky, who's listed amongst the disappeared. The remains recovered have been taken for identification. That process could take some time. Previous searches for Mr. Linsky in County Meath have proven unsuccessful. Conor McCauley, RT News, Belfast.
A man in his 50s has died in what Gardaí are describing as a hit-and-run incident in Limerick City. It happened on the Ennis Road shortly before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. The car involved in the collision has been found by Gardaí. A man in his 30s has been arrested. Gardaí are appealing to any witnesses to come forward. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, from HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be cold and frosty at first. Fog patches will slowly lift to leave a generally dry day with sunny spells. There may be showers early on near the north and east coasts. Highest temperatures will range from 3 to 7 degrees, but colder where any fog lingers.